AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There's been more Russian shelling of targets in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The AP's Andrea Rosa reports the city is fortified.
There is a sense that big storm is coming and getting closer and closer. But so far, it seems that the morale seems to be high enough. They all say that they're willing to stay and fight, and they're waiting for the big fight to happen.
Talks continue between Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, says they are grateful for assistance, but they need more. They're getting some unexpected help, she says, from Russia.
Their soldiers are surrendering by dozens, and they have no idea why they are in Ukraine or they are committing the war crimes because, you know, they don't know what the soldier's honor is. I wouldn't even call them a Russian army because armies do not fight like this. Armies do not kill children.
NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says he is worried Russia is going to create a reason to use chemical weapons in Ukraine.
They are making absurd claims about biological labs and chemical weapons in Ukraine. This is just another lie.
There are new U.S. sanctions against Russia. They target more individuals in President Vladimir Putin's power structure, including tougher penalties against the leader of Kremlin-allied Belarus and his family. Fox News says photographer Pierre Zakreski was killed when the vehicle he was traveling in was hit on the outskirts of Kyiv. He's the second journalist killed in Ukraine in 2 days. Police say they've arrested a gunman suspected of stalking homeless people asleep on the streets in Washington, D.C. and New York City, killing at least 2 people and wounding 3 others. A school superintendent in North Carolina is apologizing for a mock slave auction in which white middle schoolers pretended to sell their black classmates. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. The federal government wants to help cover funeral costs for victims of the coronavirus.
Almost 1 million people have died in the U.S. from COVID. The federal government's providing billions to help cover the funeral costs, and it wants you to know the money is there, up to $9,000 for each funeral. This covers COVID-related deaths since January 20th, 2020. We're going to give you the number to call in a moment, so get ready. To be eligible for reimbursement, death certificates have to indicate the death was due to COVID, or there has to be a signed statement from an appropriate official. To apply, you have to call FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. You cannot apply online. So here's the number, 844-684-6333. Again, that's 844-684-6333. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.